More than $12 million was spent campaigning for or against Florida's constitutional amendment. That's also about the amount it will cost local governments in lost property taxes for three of the 11 amendments that passed on Election Day. That's one of the reasons why some groups like the League of Women Voters had campaigned for Florida voters to vote down all the amendments.
I'm glad the electorate didn't take that advice and they read the amendments and they saw that Amendment 9 was a worthwhile addition to our Constitution.
Matt Puckett is with the Florida Police Benevolent Association, a big proponent of Amendment 9, which allows full homestead property relief to the surviving spouses of the military and first responders who lost their lives in the line of duty. Puckett says it's the least residents can do for these spouses.
Unfortunately, there are places in the state where there are a number of surviving spouses who are struggling to make ends meet, and this would be a help to them. But it's not going to be a budget breaker to the counties or the communities by any means.
The other amendments that passed were Amendments 2 and 11, which give homestead property tax exemptions to veterans disabled due to combat, as well as many low-income seniors. Meanwhile, all other amendments failed to pass, including Amendment 6, which would have ended public funding for abortions. Stacy Fox, the CEO of Planned Parenthood of North Florida, says that defeat sent a strong message in the state, as well as across the country, that women don't want politicians in the middle of their personal decisions.
What this says is these issues matter to women when they go to the polls. Politicians need to focus on what they're really there to do, which is worry about the economy and jobs, rather than trying to take women's health care access away.
But proponents of the amendment, like Florida Catholic Conference, disagreed, saying the amendment would have only allowed parents to have a say in their child's abortion decisions. The group's Michael Sheedy says his organization was also disappointed to see Amendment 8 fail. That's the one that would have removed restrictions on public money going to religious institutions.
It certainly is a setback that Amendment 8 failed, and we are still concerned that religious providers of, you know, important services to all members of the community will continue to live under the shadow of the potential of a challenge just based on the fact that they are religious organizations. And those partnerships between state and local governments seem vulnerable to us. We will continue to work to pursue the freedom of those organizations to serve our state.
Amendment 4, which gave additional homestead exemptions to first-time home buyers, among other things, also failed. But Craig and Mosteller with Florida Association of Counties says had the amendment passed, it would have been a bad deal for taxpayers.
We think this is a win for Florida's year-round residents. At the end of the day, Amendment 4 would have been a tax shift to them, and so we're really glad that they stood up for themselves. We think it speaks highly to the fact that citizens want home rule. They want the communities closest to them making the decisions for their communities.
And the League of Women Voters, on general principle, wanted all the amendments to be voted down. The League's Jessica Lowe Minor says it made the ballot too long, sometimes topping 600 words with misleading text. She says Floridians should not have to vote on issues that should have been dealt with in the Florida legislature, especially on topics that they may not have understood.
Well, we think that certainly issues that deal with revenue and taxation should fall under the purview of the Florida legislature, and we don't think that it's appropriate to enshrine permanently any type of revenue or taxation model, because that might not be relevant, you know, 20, 50, 60, 100 years from now. And yet, once something is in the Constitution, it's extremely difficult to modify or remove.
Meanwhile, Senate President-designate Don Gates says while he would have liked the legislature to address several of the issues covered by the constitutional amendments, he says the problem lies in the Florida Constitution, which he says needs to be fixed and cleaned up so that Florida voters do not have to wrestle with such complicated issues. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.